at the station with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative. As always, you can find most of what I do online at ckut.ca/LJI, with a slight delay from when they're aired. You're also going to be hearing, coming up soon this week, a piece about La Petite Drunken-Cloarderly closing. But if you want to get a first listen to that, you can head to the website. Thanks again for everybody who donated during our funding drive last week. We were able to raise the $15,000 that's really necessary to support the work at the station, work that my colleagues do, work that our other programmers do, and work that's supporting our growing news collective. So thank you. Keep listening to the station. And yeah, have a great Tuesday night. Have a great week.
We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
Solidarity forever.
Give a man back the dignity he once had. Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll conform to our ideas of how you should behave.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You were a number. You weren't a name. You want to be a human. I wasn't Jim Crow, and hell, I was number 586.
Why do you do a warder's job?
It's a good job. Responsible job. Officers like myself trying to...
Scum.
We're only enforcing the law.
Oh, the law. The law. When they hang my husband, is that just...
You're listening to The Prison Radio Show. My name is Yasmin, and I'll be your host for today. We would like to acknowledge that CKUT is located on unceded Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabeg, Abenaki, and Mohawk territories. The Kanyekahaga Nation is recognized as the custodians of the lands and waters on which we gather today. Jajaki, Montreal is historically known as a gathering place for many First Nations. We would also like to acknowledge the mass incarceration by so-called Canada of Indigenous peoples into prisons and jails across their respective ancestral territories and reserves, who are often taken far away, imprisoned, and isolated from their communities, culture, language, and people. Today's show marks the beginning of a new series on Prison Radio Show. Today's episode will be the first episode in a series on the mass incarceration of Palestinians by Israel into Israeli prisons. On today's show, we'll feature an interview with Ra'ed Amer. Ra'ed Amer is the president of the Palestinian Prisoner Society, or Palestinian Prisoners Club Association, which is an independent national humanitarian, social, and popular association founded on September 27th, 1993, when the idea of establishing it crystallized inside the Israeli occupation prisons and by the prisoners themselves. It is therefore an extension of the experience of the prisoner movement and an integral part of it, and it is considered one of the largest and oldest associations that struggle in its defense, in the defense of Palestinian prisoners, regarding the rights of Palestinian air prisoners languishing in Israeli detention centers and interrogation centers, regardless of their political orientations and organizational affiliations. The Palestinian Prisoners Club views the prisoners and detainees as freedom fighters and legitimate fighters to whom the international conventions relating to prisoners of freedom apply. The association will continue its work until the departure of the occupation. So before we feature our interview with the president of the Palestinian Prisoner Society, Ra'ed Amer, I'm going to give an update that's located on the Palestinian Prisoner Society webpage, and if you're looking for that, it's ppsmo.ps, and I will put a link to the website in Prison Radio Show's Twitter account. We'll put a post with some information for listeners to check out. So the summary of the arrest campaign carried out by the occupation for today, which is March 24th, 2024. So that would be yesterday then. So in Ramallah from yesterday evening until Sunday morning, the Israeli occupation forces. From Ramallah yesterday until Sunday morning, the Israeli occupation forces arrested at least 16 citizens from the West Bank, including a child and former prisoners. The arrests were distributed across the governance of Hebron, Ramallah, Bethlehem, Tulkarm, Jerusalem, and were accompanied by widespread abuse, severe beatings, and threats against detainees and their families. In addition to widespread sabotage and destruction of citizens' homes, it is noteworthy that the total number of arrests after October 7th reached more than 7,755, and this total includes those who were arrested from homes, through military checkpoints, those who were forced to surrender themselves under pressure, and those who were held hostage. It is worth mentioning that these arrest campaigns constitute the most prominent, consistent, and systemic policies used by the occupation forces in targeting citizens in light of the comprehensive aggression against Palestinian people and the ongoing genocide in Gaza after the 7th of October. It is noteworthy that the data related to the arrest cases includes those who were kept in detention by the occupation or those who were later released. And this is a statement by the Commission for the Affairs of Prisoners and Ex-Prisoners and the Palestinian Prisoners Club. On today's show, as I mentioned, we're going to be having the first episode of our series on the mass incarceration of Palestinians in Israeli prisons. And we're going to be speaking with Raed Amr, who's the president of the Palestinian Prisoner Society. He's located in Nablus. And some of the missions and goals of the Palestinian Prisoner Society. So serving prisoners inside prisons and their families. So some of the goals, there's 7 goals that are listed. Looking after the affairs of prisoners in Israeli prisons, jails and detention and investigation centers, supporting ex-detainees, and helping them in community-based rehabilitation. Supporting the families of prisoners and their children from the social and economic aspects, health and education. 4, legal and judicial follow-up files for prisoners in Israeli courts. 5, to raise public opinion about Israeli violations committed against the prisoners on both domestic and international levels. 6, publishing and documenting intellectual and cultural heritage of creative prisoners inside prisons as part of the heritage of the Palestinian struggle. 7, issuing reports and newsletters about the conditions of prisoners in Israeli jails. Okay, so today on our show, we're going to welcome Raed Amr. He's one of the people that work with the Palestinian Prisoner Society, and he's located in Nablus, Palestine, in Palestine. And Raed, take it away. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Yep.
Thank you, Yasmin, for this meeting. My name is Raed Amr from Nablus City. I live in Palestine. I work with the Palestinian Prisoner Society organization since 93. At now in this organization, I spent about 6 years in the Israel jails before Oslo agreement. Now all my work, all my life in this organization to help the prisoners, their families in Palestine, and to talk about the issue of the prisoners and their families inside Palestine and outside Palestine.
Okay, thank you. And you said you spent 6 years in prison. Were you in administrative detention? And maybe we can talk a little bit about that, because Israel's system of imprisoning people, many people are not charged, from what I read and what I understand. Many people are picked up, taken in, arrested, taken into the prisons, and they're not really told what they're charged of, but they're just kept there for however long Israel wants to keep someone. And they call it administrative detention. Is that what you faced when you were in prison as well? Or did you, like, what, was it a different circumstance or was it the same kind of situation?
About me, I spent three times administrative without charge. Three times I spent 6 months, 6 months, 4 months inside the jails. The dangerous in the administrative law Israel's without charge. You spent sometimes two years, 3 years, 5 years. After that, they take you at the same thing, and charge you in the Israel's judge. You know what I mean? So you spend many times without, you don't know what the reason. The reason why they arrested you, why you are inside the jail.
I'm so sorry that you went through that. That's awful. And when you were, so after the 6 years, you said, did it, you said that after Oslo, you were let out, or was it connected? Was your release connected to Oslo?
No, yes. I the release was in the beginning of Oslo. I begin in my work to help the people, the prisoners, their families. Why? I find this work is very important to help the prisoners inside the jail and outside the jail. Nobody help them. No organization in Palestine work in human rights as our organization, Palestinian Prisoner Society. So me and my friend in all the cities, in all...
So you said in all the cities in Palestine, you and your friend started the Palestinian Prisoner Society? Was that in back in 1993?
Yes, yes. Okay. Our organization began at 1993. Mm-hmm. But I released from the Israel jail at 95. They released me 95.
Okay.
Before that, I spent many years inside the jail. So all our work continue with the families, with the prisoners inside the jail. How to help them, how to follow them in the charts with the advocate who work with them. Our work very important to help the prisoners inside the jail.
That's great. And so can you tell me a little bit about what happened? So like, when does the Palestinian Prisoner Society become involved? If there is someone, a child or an adult, like a man or a woman, that's getting arrested, at what point does the Palestinian Prisoner Society get involved? Like, is it when they first go in prison, the family contacts you, or how does it work?
Any prisoners, they catch him, his family, they call us. They come to our offices in all the cities. We have offices in Palestine. We take from them the information, all the information about the prisoners, and we contact with the advocate who work with us in the charge, and to visit him to do what happened with him inside the jails. You know, many, many centers, many places inside the Israel's government there.
Okay, that's great. And so you have offices all over. So Palestinian Prisoner Society is quite big. Are there many people working for the Palestinian Prisoner Society?
The number who work with us, about 60. A person work with us in this organization, about 30 advocates, they work with us to continue the prisoners society, the prisoners inside the jails.
Right. And all the avocat that work with you, are they all Palestinian or are there some Israeli avocat too?
No, me, what you can...
The 30 avocat, the 30 lawyers that work with the Palestinian Prisoner Society, are they all Palestinian or are there some Israeli avocat too?
No, they work with the Palestinian Authority. The Palestinian Authority. We send for them, our organization, the information about any prisoners who inside the jail, to follow him, to know what happened with him in the agreement, in the charge, anything about him. To send this information to the families.
Okay. That sounds good. And once people go into the Israeli prisons, are they able to have contact with their family? Like when you were inside the prison for 6 years, was your family able to visit you? Were you able to talk to them? Or I've heard that sometimes it can be very difficult. Could you talk to us about that?
Before, Yasmin, we can visit our families 2 times in a month. 2 weeks, we have a visit. So we have 1 hour or 30 minutes, 45 minutes, not all the same the time before. But now no one can visit any prisoners, their families stop the visits. They don't allow them after 7 October, after the war, after the beginning of this war against the Palestinian people, no one can visit. 6 months at now, no one visit any prison. So the issue inside the jails is very, very difficult. Now, no one can know what happened inside the jails, especially the prisoners from Gaza Strip. Now about 1,000 prisoners inside the jails from Gaza. They killed some of them. They killed some of them at now. About 40 prisoners inside the jails without any name. No one knew who inside the jail from Gaza. Just we know a number. When they take you in the jail, they take you number, not name. The CRC don't allow them to visit the prisoners. Don't allow them to visit the prisoners from West Bank or Jerusalem or any area in West Bank. This is the problem, the big problem now, Yasmin. No one can help the prisoners. All the time, with the difficult issue inside the rooms, they punish them inside the rooms. Some of them, they killed them. 13 from West Bank, they killed them from the prisoners. All this issue, you talk about new life in Palestine. You talk about this kind of, no one can see this as what happened in Palestine now. In all the world, no one can help us at now to stop the Israel's government, to stop them, to say to them, don't do that. Stop to do that for the prisoners or their families.
Yeah, so people talk about a new life in Palestine. Since October 7th, you mean? Is that what you mean?
Yes, you know, after 7 October, at now, about 7,725 prisoners at now after 7 October, just from West Bank and Jerusalem. 67 females from them, females from the prisoners, About 500 from the children, 28 the mothers, females, all of them mothers, they have children, sons, the females. About 4,500 administered. They now inside the jail. This is the numbers of the prisoners inside the jail. Some of them, 570 who work with press, the men of press who work with the media.
Right.
Some of them.
How many, sir?
57, Yasmin. 57 okay. of them.
Oh, my God. Wow. And this is all West Bank, like the numbers you gave me?
In West Bank, Jerusalem. Now, from Gaza, no one can give you the number. How many prisoners inside the jails? Many of the families call us, ask us to help them, but we can't. We can't. The advocate can't visit the prisoners. We can't know any information about the prisoners from Gaza, but the information who reach us, who give us the information, very dangerous. All the time they spend the time without cover, you know, without cover in the night. All the time they tied them, at the ground.
Oh my God.
You talk about issue very, very, very dangerous inside the jail, especially
their clothes, right? They take the
whole
thing out. I was seeing some photos. I think that's what you're saying. They're stripping them naked and they are tying.
Yes, they give them another thing. All the time cold, all the time punish them inside the jail, Yasmin.
That's horrible. All the time cold, and they're getting tortured. That's what I was reading. They're beating them, hitting them.
Yes, all the time.
So are the avocat able to see the prisoners from the West Bank and Jerusalem or not? At now?
Yes, some of them, but we can't, we haven't advocate enough to visit all the prisoners. You talk about 10,000 prison at now. So if you want to visit all the prisoners, you need 2 years or 3 years to visit them. We haven't a group, advocate, to visit all the prisoners. They give you, advocate, give you one visit a month for the advocate. That is us. Sometimes you reach the prison, the jail. When you reach, they tell you, close. The jail close, Targil, in Israel's language.
Yeah.
You can't stay in this place. Yes, two problem for the advocate. So sometimes 2 months you visit one prison or two.
Wow.
This is the problem now. We can't visit all the people. We can't visit all the prisoners.
Families are not allowed to visit anymore. Family, like you cannot visit your family. Like if you
No. The families all the time ask us, want to visit their sons. They don't allow them to visit them, the families. So all the time afraid the families. You know, when they hear anyone, they killed him inside the jail. They killed someone, don't know the name of the prisoners. Each family thought his son who killed him. This is a problem now.
Psychological terror. It's like a psychological terror that because they kill them and they don't give the name, it's making everybody very terrorized and scared, you know? Like everyone.
Yes. They don't give us the name in the face who killed them.
Right.
After one day to know the information, to reach about him, who killed them, him, who in which prison, from which area, from which city.
Right. And I read that there was some people, some Palestinian prisoners, I think they were from the West Bank, they were on a hunger strike. Hunger strike, where they were not
eating. Before many of the prisoners, as me, I spent in the last in 20 days in hunger strike. Many people spent times in hunger strike, but after 7 October, Yasmin, you talk about a new issue inside the jails, life. No one can. They do hunger strike. No food inside the jail. You know now, no food inside the jail. No meat. You know, no meat. Oh. Nothing. You give it. You just some soup in the day. Some bread. Some eggs. The most who released from the prison, the Israel's jail, they allow weight about 30 kilo. 30 kilo, 20 kilo of his
weight. Because they're not eating. Yeah, because they're becoming.
No food. No food. So they don't need to another problem, the hunger strike. No one can hear them. No one. Just they said to them, you are terrorists, we want to kill you all the time, punish them all the time, kill them inside the jail. You know, some of them they hope to dead.
Yeah.
The prisoners, they hope to dead, to don't see what happened with them in these days.
Yeah.
Some of them spend, Yasmin, 30 years. 40 years, some of the prisoners.
Yeah.
When they said this new, what happened with them?
New reality, yes. Yeah. 30 years. Yes. There's people that are there for 30 years and 40 years in the prison?
Yes. Many people.
Are they still in administrative detention or? Are these people on charge for something?
No, charge. They who spent 30 years or 40 years, some as Marwan Barghouti, Ahmed Saadat, many famous prisoners.
Political prisoners.
Yes.
Political prisoners.
Charge all the time, all the death of the life.
Right. And I read an article about, this was before October 7th, but it was about Kayed al-Fasfous and Sultan Khulouf.
Kayed al-Fasfous.
Yeah. And they were two doing a hunger strike. This was before October 7.
Before. You talk about before.
How are they doing? Are they still in prison or were they released? Fasfous.
No, Kayed, before the hunger strike, before 7 October, they released them.
Okay.
But after 7 October, you know, all the most of the people inside the jail now, you talk about who spent before inside the jail,
mm-hmm.
who just talk, who write about Palestine about in the Facebook, in
anything,
media,
yeah.
they arrested them.
Wow.
All the people now, Yasmin, they're afraid. Some of them are afraid. If you talk, if you call me, if I call you to talk what happened in Palestine, they come to your house, they arrested you. They want to send message to all Palestinians who want to send freedom, we want to kill him. No one. But the most, don't afraid, of course. You know, the Palestinian people in the last, they want the freedom. They want a good life, not at this war, at this what happened with us now.
And so are you afraid? Would you like me to take your name out of the interview?
No, for me, nothing, nothing, no problem for me. Okay. All the time, you know, I talk with you, I talk with other Israel's people.
Yeah.
I don't afraid for anything.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're a very brave man. I appreciate that. Thank you for your strength and your courage.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit more about the children, because I know that there's, you said 500 children. So just tell our listeners, because when people hear about the children being imprisoned, I don't think people can even fully grasp and understand, because here in Canada, it's not the same kind of system. We do have, you know, an incarceration system that's awful, and there are a lot of people in prison. But this concept of just picking children up off the street and imprisoning them in, you know, in these military, I think they are they kept in military, they also are kept under administrative detention and then only given military trials, right? Like the children. So has the number of children increased since October 7th?
At now, about 500 from the children.
Right.
Some of them, about 30 or 40 administrative without charge. The most of them, they are charged them. They charged them inside the jail. The most of them under 18 years old. You know, no law save them. No law in the world save them to stop the Israel's government to don't arrest them or to talk them. The most of the children who released them from Jerusalem or from Hebron cities,
yeah.
The most of the children. So the Jerusalem, some of the children who released him, they don't, in the charge, they don't allow his family to move from their homes, from his area, without decide from the Israel's government. If you need to move from Jerusalem to Ramallah, as an example, you need from the government issue, decide, to allow to give you this paper to go. The charge, the government don't allow you.
Okay.
To abridge about for you and the children. Sometimes they paid, you must pay $2,000 to $3,000 if they arrested the children from the families. The families haven't money. So all the problem for the families, you know, they want to do many problem when they arrested the children. Not just they arrested their sons. After that, in the charge, what they must pay. They must pay money for any child.
And when they're arresting these children, they're just picking them up off the streets? Like, what happens with the children? The children are outside. Maybe they're playing. They're outside. And then the soldiers come and just arrest them?
You know, okay. The children or the female is the same thing. The female, the most of them, they arrested them at the checkpoints. Some of them from their houses, from their homes. They enter the house to the family and arrested her. Some of them, the females, who finished the learning in the
university, the school?
University, yes. Most of them, the females, you know, they haven't finished the university and
right.
The school. Just to write about Palestine, about what happened now in the war, they arrested them. Female, children, young people, the same, the same reason who arrested him.
Right. And how long are the children staying in prison? How long?
Not all the same, Yasmin. Some okay. of them stay 3 months, 1 year, 3 years, 3, 4 years. Not the same. What decided the in the church for them, against them, they spent the time. Some yeah. of them 10 years. Ahmad Manasra, you hear of them, Ahmad yeah. Manasra, the yeah. child. Now he's foolish, without, finished. We can't know what happened with him. He's sick. He spent about 10 years at now, more 10 years. Mm-hmm. He was 15 years when they arrested him. Mm-hmm. So the Israelis, in the Israelis law, no law. Yeah, the law allow you to arrest anyone from Palestine. Right. Anyone from Palestine, they allow you to kill him. This is the truth. And what happened now with us?
Right.
The big problem, Yasmin. I am sorry to say that, but this is the truth.
Yeah, it's very sad. It's unacceptable, and I'm really happy that we're doing this interview, because now more of these stories can be shared with the world, you know. So that's just so sad. I can't. Yes, I did hear about Ahmed Manasra, that he's very confused, and there's a lot of things happening. When you spend that much time in prison as a child, I think it's very hard to come out and live a normal life, right? So also, can we talk a little bit about that? Can we talk about when the prisoners come out? What does the when they're released from the prison? What does the Palestinian Prisoner Society do to help them?
Yeah, and sometimes we follow up with them if anyone needs to go to any place as a hospital to take medicine, to need anything with his life and his work with the Palestinian Authority. You can call us the connection between the prisoners who release them and with the others places to right. help them. Yeah.
The connection, it's like you're helping to people to come back into reintegrate back into life. Yeah. Yes. Okay. That's very good. And do you still work with people? Like, are people that coming out of prison, is there a certain time period that you help them? And then you say, okay, will you focus on the first few months when they're coming out of prison? Or is it that someone that was in prison, you know, many years ago can still contact you to help them? How is it? Like, when, for example, let's say somebody is released today from prison. If, just hypothetically, if they're released, you are helping them, talking to their family, maybe taking them to the hospital, taking them somewhere. And does that assistance, does the help that the Palestinian Prisoner Society provides to the prisoner, is that for 1 year or 1 month or?
Any one of the prisoners who release, who spent a long time, we visit him, we visit his family. We know the date when they release them. We call his family if they need anything to help them. Right. After that, we visit them, sit with the prisoners, hear from him. Ask him if they need anything to help him in his work, in his health, many, many things. We can do it when we visit the prisoners.
And do you think that, so this number of prisoners went up after October 7th, do you think this will continue to happen? Like, do you think right now...
Yes. I think very more why the prisoners from Gaza Strip, at now we don't the number.
Yeah.
We don't know. Now 10,000 prisoners inside the jail without Gaza Strip, without Gaza Strip. We don't know how many prisoners, about 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. No one can know the number. No one.
And this is that. Are they taken to a different prison? Like the people from Gaza, they're taken to another prison in Israel? How many prisons? Yeah.
Some of them, they take the from Gaza, they take them to many centers, to many jails, but without names, without numbers. If I want you and me ask about them, we don't any information. No one, no one. Just tell you the war. In this war, no one can ask about the prisoners from Gaza. Wow. When we ask the CRC, they tell us we can't do anything to help them. We can't do anything. You know, this is a big problem when CRC can't do anything.
And for our listeners, can you tell us what is the CRC? The CRC.
CRC must visit them. Know the numbers, know the information.
Okay.
In the law, in the international law. They must allow them to visit the prisoners.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And one other question I have is about the people that were released. You know, there was the hostage exchange in 2023. They let out some hostages. They let out some Palestinian prisoners, and they let out some Israeli hostages that were in Gaza. Remember, like, and they did a small pause on the attack, on the bombing, you know, in Gaza. That was like in, no, was that November? But I read an article that said many of the people were arrested again. Right?
The most of the prisoners who were arrested them was prisoners before. The right. Israel, the Shabak, the government, they arrested anyone was inside the jails before. They back to him another time, three times, four times, and all the time arrested them. When we talk, you talk about 10,000 inside the jail. Not a number very much, you know, the prisoners, you know.
If there's anything else that you want to tell our listeners on the show today, is there any other information that you would like us to share? So how can we help the Palestinian Prisoner Society? People in Canada?
I think, okay, I understand.
No problem. Okay.
When you do any meeting with me, when they invite us, any organization, all the time, I don't ask for anything to our organization, really. But if someone asks us what he can do with us to help our organization, many things can do it. To help our organization to be strong, to fundraising, something to advocate, to do from the, yani, do some families, the children, many things we do it. Okay. If we have any, we will be ready to give the information with anything, of course.
Okay, yes. Great. And so I will be in touch with you about that and to see how maybe we can raise some funds and see if we can send some funds to you to help the prisoners when they're coming out of prison or to help with the lawyers, because everybody needs the avocado.
The important, Yasmin, the important for the avocado, really.
Yeah.
If you want to do anything, the avocado, when you help to do fundraising to the avocado, you help the families to see, to know information about the sons, about the females, about the children. This is what we need, I think, the important.
Okay, great. So I'll be in touch with you, and maybe we can even interview some of the avocado on the show. Maybe we can do another interview with the avocat that are working with the people who are imprisoned and working with the Palestinian Prisoner Society. But I just want to thank you so much.
I think Yasmin, I don't know what the issue in Canada, where you live, if you with the other organization, what we can do program, what we can do something to do. To talk about the prisoners in Israel, yes.
For sure.
You can ask for that.
We can stay in touch and we can try and organize something to make an event to raise awareness about what's happening and to raise some funds also. And maybe we can have you and the other avocat like on a screen and we can ask questions and people can learn more about what's happening in prison. Thank you, Shukran Tir, for doing this in Ramadan.
Thank you for you, Yasmin.
It's not easy when you're fasting. I know you're probably tired and hungry.
No. Nothing. No hungry, nothing. Really, nothing.
Okay.
Anytime will come, anytime you can call me, Yasmin, what you ask, what you need, anything.
Okay. Well, I will be in touch and maybe we can organize an event. So here, so more people can learn about what's happening. Inshallah. Thank you so much. Shukran Tir.
Thank you. Shukran alaik, Yasmin.
You and your family can stay safe and healthy during Ramadan. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you again.
Inshallah.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. And I'm sorry for everything that your people are facing, that Palestine is facing. The world is with you. We are with you.
See you, inshallah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you're just tuning in, you've been listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM, 91.7 on cable, and www.ckut.ca. I wanted to make sure that you knew we were interviewing Raed Amer, who's a Palestinian from Nablus, who was formerly incarcerated and is the president of the Palestinian Prisoner Society. Is speaking to us about the work that the Palestinian Prisoner Society does and about the current skyrocketing rates of Palestinians that are being incarcerated in Israeli prisons at alarming rates. While there are always women and children, prisoners, and lots of men as well, I think one in every four Palestinian men has spent a significant time in prison, and every family has people who are incarcerated or people who that they've lost from them dying in prison. It's a really entrenched and repressive part of the occupation as a mode of control and to inflict suffering on Palestinians and control. And it's skyrocketed since October 7th that there's exponential numbers of people in prison and the conditions have massively worsened severely in terms of not getting enough food, as Raed was discussing, and the treatment inside the prisons. And there's been more folks that have died since October 7th. And there's been a lot of torture and beatings, and more and more people are being rounded up every day across the West Bank. And the numbers of prisoners from Gaza, Palestinian prisoners from Gaza, that are imprisoned in Israeli prisons, as Raed was mentioning, are the numbers unknown. And they don't have numbers assigned to them, so it's hard for lawyers or it's hard for anybody to be able to track what's happening with them or to know what's going on and to know even know where they're located. So that's very worrisome as well. And on upcoming episodes, we will be featuring interviews focusing on the different populations of Palestinians that have been in prison. So we did a show several years ago about child prisoners in Palestine. We'll be revisiting that issue. We'll also be looking into women in prison, the alarming numbers of growing women and Palestinian women that are being incarcerated, that have been incarcerated, how that impacts their ability to care for their children and pregnancy inside prisons. There's many issues to cover with relation to this. And we'll be talking a lot in the future as well with lawyers about administrative detention. And we talked a little bit about this in our interview with Raed at the beginning, just that when you're taken in administrative detention, that there is no charge. So a lot of Palestinians are languishing in prison, and they don't know why they're there. And there's no way to prove you didn't do something if you've never been accused of something, but you're just being kept there. And that's part of the mechanism of occupation and control, of warehousing bodies and controlling families and inflicting continuous suffering and preventing Palestinians from living normal lives under, and obviously that's not possible under an occupation, under a military occupation. So thanks so much for tuning in to the Prison Radio Show. Up next, we're going to share some audio from the inside. Shout out to Justine Juice, who called us to record some a cappella songs and a shout out in Haitian and Creole.
I'm going to speak in Creole for my Haitian dude in Haiti, because I've got a great message from God as Jah Rastafari for all my Haitian dude. J'ai un grand message pour tout Haïtien, il le doit. Ça m'a dit non, c'est un chant qui m'a écrit en 1997. C'est le deuxième chant qui m'a écrit pour visiter pour pays, pour patrie. Et chanter assez lire les sécurité avant prospérité. On s'en bien chanter qui parlait de bon Dieu, de rédemption, de partage, d'amour. Et prochain nom. Premier chant de ma proposé pour nous, ma chante pour nous, c'est ça, sécurité à ma possibilité. Tendez bien, frère Haïtien. Faut pas pleurer, Haïti, le jour de la rédemption. Faut pas crier, Haïtien, toujours qu'à continuer prier pour la solution. On m'avait dit que tu étais la plus belle, je n'ai jamais vu, mais j'ai toujours cru. Ils ont pourtant dit que tu étais la perle des Antilles, et par amour pour toi, je n'ai pas nié. À bientôt regarder, rien n'est plus pareil, destination soleil autrefois, mais quelle désolation de te voir ainsi. Et aussi, l'île est pour non changer, Haïti va périr. La vie à Outre-mer, ce n'est pas marrant pour Haïtiens. L'île est pour non changer, nos parois timonio a souffrir. Sécurité avant prospérité, nous va demander pour timonio, n'a changé, pour timonio, oh oh, mentalité. J'aime les enfants de ma soeur, j'aime les enfants de mon frère ou oh, les enfants de mon cousin et les enfants de mon voisin. Ah oui, j'aime les enfants de ma soeur, j'aime les enfants de mon frère ou oh, les enfants de mon cousin, pourquoi pas les enfants de mon prochain. Alors donnons-nous la main, frères haïtiens, et main dans la main, nous marcherons vers demain. Oh, 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 là où est ça? L'île est pour nous changer, pour Haïti va périr. La vie à Outre-mer, c'est différent de ce qu'on en pense. L'île est pour nous changer, nous parlons de à souffrir. Sécurité, à prospérité. On va changer, pour Timounio, oh oh, on a changé, pour Timounio, mentalité. Ok, deuxième chanté, pour tout gangster qui en a été, qui pensait que yo ka fait bif avec Jah Rastafari. Non pas si nous avons fait gangster, mais faut nous respecter le peuple là, et faut nous respecter tout le monde, faut nous remettre Timonio, faut nous battre Timonio sécurité, gangster, m'a dit non, parlez plus grand gangster qui grâce à Farah, attendez, fait que, reste tranquille, parce que, t'es arrivé, Rastafari, t'es arrivé, attendez, fait que, chantez ça, attendez bien, sous ta Wadlow, nager, c'est parce que le pays ne peut pas changer. Sous ta oué de l'eau, nager. C'est parce que Mounio ne peut pas changer. On en fait y'en entendre. Pour ça marcher, pour nous pas oublier, ancien héros, yo. Pour nous ça recommencer à zéro. Même si pays en bas de l'eau n'ont pas prêté sous d'eau. Et ils sont le drapeau sur les bons poteaux. Liberté, égalité, fraternité. Liberté, égalité et unité des hommes de couleur. Sont divisés, des hommes de couleur ont divisé les drapeaux de leur pays. Pour quelle patrie, d'un côté le bleu, le rouge, pour quel rallye, suspendons les mentries aux enfants unis, quand l'union fait la force, montrons nos torts. Liberté, égalité, fraternité, liberté, égalité et unité. Relais, relais, priez, priez, pour ne pas jamblier pour qui ça tous été bataille. Relais, relais, criez, criez, pour ne pas jamblier pour qui ça des salines d'avoyer coup de colline. Relais, relais, criez, criez, liberté, liberté. C'est ça, n'a pas chanté. Égalité, égalité. C'est ça, n'a pas demandé. Unité, unité. C'est ça, tout sainte, v'lé. Sous ta oué de l'eau, nan j'aime. C'est parce que pays m'pas v'lé changer. Sous ta oué de l'eau, nan j'aime. C'est parce que moun yo pas v'lé changer. Des hommes de couleur sont divisés. Yeah, just love. Yeah, that's what it's called. Love will find a way. Okay? Depuis les péchés de la pomme, l'homme fut chassé du jardin des hommes. Les hommes cherchant à dominer des hommes, des différents créant des guerres. Disent pourquoi donc toutes ces frontières, quand nous sommes tous de terre et de la terre, comment faire pour arrêter la guerre et nous éviter de vivre en enfer? Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Hey, hey, hey. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Des dictateurs déguisés en libérateurs livrent un combat contre la terreur, tout en sachant qu'ils font plus peur. Capitalistes ou terroristes qui ont des bombes nucléaires qui pourraient soulever toute la poussière de la terre. Comment éviter que la planète toute entière devienne un cimetière? Et si l'on se laisse guider par notre cœur, love will find a way. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Eh, eh, eh. Love will find a way. Love will find a way. Until the philosophy, which one was superior and another inferior form. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, it will be war, war. Everywhere, and if only we come together as one love, one heart, then we will fight. We will stop this Armageddon. Cause love will find a way. 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 L'amour trouvera le chemin pour nous guider. L'amour trouvera le chemin. L'amour trouvera le chemin. Love, only love. Love will find a way. Love will find a way.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Prism Radio Show at CKUT.ca and 90.3 FM on the dial. Keep it locked. That was Jusne Juice, calling from inside a prison in the Montreal area. If you want to call us and record a shout out or share news from inside prison that we can share on the show, call us at 438-858-6116. We can't always answer the phone, so you can also get a loved one on the outside to call and leave us a voicemail with your shout out or news. The same number works if you call collect or regular. So there's a class action lawsuit that is reaching out to folks. So it says inmate age discrimination class action. And this is the information sheet. So it says, we're launching a class action lawsuit against the Government of Canada for failing to meet the specific needs and requirements of aging inmates. As part of this process, we are hoping to speak with impacted individuals. If you believe that your needs as an inmate aged 50 years or older have not been met, we'd like to hear from you about your experiences. The further details of this lawsuit can be found below. So here, what is the goal of this class action? Our goal is to ensure that the government acknowledges and addresses the specific needs of aging inmates so that their dignity and health is preserved. To do that, we need to hold the government financially accountable for their failures, and in this regard to date, as well as the pain and suffering, violations of charter rights and human dignity and impacts on inmates, physical and mental health, and that these failures have caused. So am I eligible to join? You are eligible to join if you are or have been incarcerated at a federal penitentiary while age 50 years or older. Do I have to pay out of pocket? No. If the lawsuit succeeds, the lawyers get paid a percentage of the proceeds, usually between 20 and 30%. If the lawsuit does not succeed, you do not need to pay the lawyers anything. Who is doing this? The lawsuit is being advanced by Acheson Law Offices. Our information is as follows. So this is Acheson Law, and I'll give you the address. It's 300 to 376 Harbor Road. This is in Victoria, BC, V9A3S1. The phone number is 1-877-275-8766. Again, the telephone number is 1-877-275-8766. And the contact is Keith Schill. And what should you do next? If you are 50 years or older and believe you have received adverse treatment because of your age,